fairly recently. Just kind of what you take from that going into this one tonight.
Yeah, I thought, it was a game that we didn't mind how we played. I thought we carried the play for the most part in their zone. They just kind of capitalized on their chances on us, and they gave it to us pretty good. Obviously, at 5-1, but I didn't hate the way we played. So I think bring that similar intensity, and we should be okay.
Looks like you're going to have a new partner out there tonight. Just thoughts on the switch and what that means for your game.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a young guy like that come in, you just want to support him and talk to him and try and help him out as much as you can. I'll do my part in the D zone to make things easy for him. And he's obviously here because he's got great offensive tools and he moves the puck really well. So, try and get him the puck in some good offensive situations and let him do his thing.
You haven't been afraid to rush up. You can do it. You can have success with it. But do you try and maybe stay back a little bit more tonight just in case? Or?
Yeah, you played a little more careful, I guess, with when you have a veteran partner. You kind of know what to expect of him and know the plays that he's going to make. When you have a young guy like that, they can be nervous, and things don't always kind of happen the way you think they would end up. So just support him and not leave him back there by himself too much.
It's funny how time goes. It wasn't that long ago where it seemed like overnight that maybe Buff was playing that mentor role to you, and now you're doing it.
Yeah, it's like you said, just the experience. Being here, this is my fifth year now, and it seems like I just started last week, so it's gone by pretty fast, but it's been great. I've had great partners over the time I've been here, and I'll try and keep that going with Sammy.
What have you liked about Niku's instincts and what he's shown so far?
I mean, he's obviously very confident with the puck, and offensively he sees kind of slows things down, and a lot like Toby Enstrom used to do, in our zone, making that tight turn and finding the open guy. And then offensively on the offensive blue line, he's got some good wiggle to his game and some nice poise with the puck on the offensive blue line, which is rare for a young guy. So he's got some great offensive tools, and I think as he gets older and gets more experience, he'll figure out the defensive part of it.